Okay. So we'll just do a little bit of a recap of what we did last time and add on to it. So we started off with the halachas of waiting between meat and milk. That the Gemara says that they used to wait misuda lasuda, that from one they wouldn't eat meat from one suda to the next. So there's a machlokes in the Rishonim. What's the reason why they waited? The Rambam says that the reason is because they got meat stuck in between the teeth, and for 6 hours were choshesh that it has a shame basar, has a shame meat. Rashi says that they had the flavor of the shuman in their mouth, therefore they could not eat milchiks within 6 hours, and the flavor lasted 6 hours. Now lemaisa mechaber paskins. Like he said, he brings down both shittas. Whereas the Ramah, and he brings down that you have to wait 6 hours. The Ramah, on the other hand, brings down Ikar Hadin, you bench, you're good to go. You can now start eating cheese. Then he says, the minig is to bench and wait an hour. And then he says that it's best to wait 6 hours. And the Shach brings down the Marshal that says that Roy Lasis L'chol Mishiyesh Be'lei Reach Teira to wait 6 hours, and that's our minig, that we wait 6 hours. Now Hayois, it's not Ikar Hadin, it's only a minig. So then there are going to be many situations where we will be able to be Mekel. Now how long do we Lamaisa wait? So again, we said that most people wait exactly 6 hours. Some people have a minute to wait within the 6th hour. Some people have rave of the 6th hour. We said Ramesh said Berech 5 hours and 50 minutes. There's a minig of the Yekes who wait 3 hours. It's based on a Rabbeinu Yeruchim. In Holland they wait an hour. What? 3 hours for Germany. Someone, if I have them for meat, really? Okay. I think Amsterdam, I think waits an hour. Yeah. The Pri Chodesh brings down that during the winter that you could wait 4 hours, because since it says Misuda Lasuda, so in the winter that the Sudas were closer together because they ate before nightfall, so therefore he brings out a minig of 4 hours. Now what's
those that are doing that?
I don't think so. But it does come up Lakula, which we'll see soon. Now, a nafkamina between the two reasons is, let's say someone chewed meat and spit it out. So you have the Rambam's reason of it getting stuck in between your teeth, but you don't have Rashi's reason because you never swallowed it. So the Machar brings down that we're choshesh for both, and even if someone chewed meat and spit it out, you would have to wait 6 hours. Now, when do the 6 hours start from? So the Dogma Ravava brings down, there are those who say it starts from, you have to wait from the end of the meat suda until the beginning of the suda you want to eat cheese. Lamai said that the Dogma Ravava paskins that you don't have to wait till from the end of the suda, but rather with the moment that you finished eating meat, you swallowed it, that last piece of meat, now you count 6 hours, and then you can eat cheese right after that. Right. Now, Rabbi Vosna says, he says, just practicality, he says, you can start a milchi gesuda within 6 hours of eating meat, just make sure that by the time that you're going to start eating cheese, it is 6 hours. But he says that you could start eating the suda of a milchi gesuda within the 6th hour of eating the meat. Now, what happens if after 6 hours or middle of the 6 hours, you feel a piece of meat stuck in between your teeth and you get it out and you swallow it? You have to now start again the clock and wait another 6 hours. So the hafla, there's a chidush hafla on Shulchan Aruch, and he says that if you swallow it, you have to wait another 6 hours. The clock starts again. There are many who hold not like that. I've heard from Rabbi Berkowitz many times that you don't have to. He was machmir that you should wait an hour. The story was that someone woke up in the morning and there was still meat in between his teeth, and he picked it out and swallowed it, and he wanted to know now could he eat breakfast, serve him milk or coffee. And he said he should wait an hour. But there are those who say, many poskim who say, that even right away you could eat it. Hayois, that it already, the digestive, the enzymes in your mouth digested already, start digesting it. So it's 6 hours from going into your mouth, not just from swallowing it. So therefore there is... Because he held that since... So we'll get to that, where an hour comes from. I'll tell you, we'll get to that soon. Now, someone asked me a question that they wanted to taste a certain steak sauce, and it was cooked with the meat or whatever it was, a meat sauce, and they wanted to taste it and spit it out. They wanted to just see if the flavoring was good. They added enough spices. Are they allowed to do that or not? So the Pashtus is, the Daki Chua brings it down, as long as he didn't chew anything, he's not swallowing anything either, he's just putting it into his mouth and spitting it out, there's no problem. He wouldn't have to wait 6 hours, even if it was cooked together, the meat, it's a fleshy sauce, but since he's spitting it out, then he would not have to wait 6 hours for that. Now, we just mentioned before that the Mechaber brings down that if someone chews a piece of meat and spits it out, Lafi the Rambam, since Basa Bein Hashinayim is Aser, the reason for waiting 6 hours is Basa Bein Hashinayim. So therefore, you would have to wait 6 hours. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down that the Lashon of the Ramah is that after you eat meat, that for Achilas Basar, you have to wait 6 hours. So Zakt the Rabbi Kiva Eger, he's medayik the Ramah, and he says only if you ate it, meaning to say you chewed it and you swallowed it. But what would the Ramah hold if you chewed it and spit it out? There you wouldn't have to wait 6 hours. And even though we just said before that Lafi the Ramah is totally getting stuck in between your teeth, as long as you chewed it, that would be a problem. But since the Lashon of the Ramah is that you had to have ingested it and eaten it, so even if you chewed it and spit it out, Rabbi Kiva Eger says you would not, according to the Ramah, you would not have to wait 6 hours. The Maaseh of the Yad Yehuda on this says that you have to wait an hour. And that's what we're noyig, that Rabbi Berkowitz has been making in instances like this, where someone chewed it and spit it out, that an Ashkenazi could wait an hour. He also, Rabbi Berkowitz took it the other way. He learned that what Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying is that we're makel where we only have one of the stutter. That means if you chewed it and spit it out, you have the Rambam, but you don't have Rashi. If let's say you swallow chicken soup, so you don't have the you have Rashi, but you don't have the Rambam because you didn't chew anything. So he was makel in certain cases. A lady once called up Friday morning that she tasted the chicken soup and now she wanted to eat breakfast. She couldn't eat. She was fleshed for the rest of the day almost. So Rabbi Berkowitz said, if she waits an hour, then she can eat milk. So that's what I was saying. That's where it comes from an hour. That this Rabbi Kiva Eger, even though he doesn't say you have to wait anything, but the Yad Yehuda on that says that one should wait an hour. Now Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva about swallowing liver pills that have real liver in it, so we know it's really fleshig. So Rabbi Moshe says that you would not have to wait 6 hours for that, being that you don't have any of the reasons. You don't taste the tam of liver, and you're not chewing anything, so therefore he says you can eat it and you don't have to wait 6 hours. Another case where we would be makel is someone who's not well, someone who's sick, a pregnant woman or a nursing woman. So if they feel that they have to eat milchiks, like, you know, you should at least try first to say maybe you can wait a little bit. But if they really feel that, you know, this is the only thing they could eat right now, they have to eat that milchiks or whatever, that ice cream or whatever it is. So then after an hour, the Chassam Sefer and the Chachmas Adam both say that you could be makel and they can eat, if they eat fleshiks, they can now eat milchiks after an hour. Yeah, something like that. The truth is, I called up Rav Bick once. My wife was pregnant, and she wanted to. It was her first pregnancy, and I didn't know Rav Bick well yet. And I asked him if my wife could be makel after an hour to eat milk. So he's like, "If you wait 6 hours, it's a neder. You can't be makel." So he held that it has a shame neder, the minig of waiting 6 hours, and he held that he couldn't even be makel. Generally, he doesn't go into this ladies' shtick, you know, like that's what when the ladies have their cranking about wanting to eat this. What? You could, but he needs three people, and I mean, he's a yachid mumcha maybe, but. Well, obviously, it wasn't that tachuf that I needed to be made for, you know. Also, we mentioned that if someone makes a bracha on a coffee and is in the middle of 6 hours, so as long as he's after an hour, he could drink the coffee. But again, he shouldn't continue drinking because he's still fleshig. The problem is, the reason being is because since he made a bracha, it's a shalal bracha levatala. Even if you say bracha shem kfei machu silam vet, you're not masakin the bracha levatala really. So it's best to drink, but not to continue. Just drink a little bit. Now, we also mentioned, let's say someone has a suffix if the 6 hours passed. So the Yad Yehuda says that he has to wait 6 hours, and he has to be sure that 6 hours passed. But there are many poskim that are makel, that as long as it's within the, you know, you're sure that it's around this time. I don't know exactly how long, but it's around the time. It's okay. Rabbi Berkowitz also has told me many times that you can be makel as long as you by a suffik if you're not sure. Now, what happens if you ate meat and then you went to sleep? You slept for 3 hours, you woke up, and now you want to eat. You want to eat cheese. So there's a das kedoshim, which is the buchacher, who says he's mistapik if sleeping is enough, that as long as you slept, he doesn't say how long, but as long as you slept a certain amount of time, then even though 6 hours did not pass, you can now eat milk. Rabbi Yashiv was mekel. So I'm not sure, because be'etzem, the digestive system slows down when you sleep. Right. Correct. So the shaila is that it could be they wanted a tiny that the body digests quicker. But if anything, when you go to sleep, the body slows down. So it could be it's enough of a hefsik. I'm not sure. I'm not sure where the svara that they come. None of them say yesvara. Even the I don't remember if the Das Kedoshim says a reason why.
Something about sleep.
Okay, it could be. I don't know. So there's a story with Chassam Seifer. Yeah. So first of all, Rabbi Yashin happened to be meikel, and he was meikel for shavuos. That he used to eat his fleishig asud in the morning. He would go to sleep, and then the shayla was if they slept only 2 or 3 hours, could they now have a milchig asud? And Rabbi Yashin was meikel for shavuos. The Maisa, there's a story with Chassam Sefer, famous story, that he ate fleishigs, he went to sleep, and then he woke up and he wanted to have a coffee, so he started preparing a coffee. And there's a few variations. Some say that it spilled, and he prepared a second one, and it spilled again. Some say the cup cracked. But he took that as a sign from Shemayim that he shouldn't pass in that way, and he retracted, saying that sleep is enough. The Maisa, Shevet Levi, is machmir, that one should be make machmir a complete 6 hours. And so the Shavuos and Haggis, Rav Moshe Steinbuch says that if anything on Shavuos you should be more machmir, because yes, we said the Medrash that says that the reason why we received the Torah was because we keep Basar B'Cholav. So if anything, you should be more stringent with the laws of Basar B'Cholav when it comes to Shavuos. Rabbi Yashu comes with a kula, it's nishta, you know. Yeah, it's nishta say pashit, you know. I asked Rabbi Burke, was actually over Shabbos, about the shayla with the people who were smoking the hookah, that they wanted to go through the milk. And Rabbi Burke said the pashtus is that you don't have to wait, that you could do it even to Yisrael Shais. It was funny because I was listening to the radio, and Rav Butbul, who is the son-in-law of Rav Adi Yosef, every Friday from 12 to 2 has a call-in time where he answers shaylas, and someone asked him the shayla. And he said that if the milk gets yadse ledes boy, then he was machmer. But the pashas is that it doesn't get yadse ledes, so there's no reason to be machmer. Also, if someone eats tafshul shabasr, meaning to say you have chalant, you didn't eat any of the meat, you ate a piece of potato, then you have to wait 6 hours. Another shayla that comes up is, let's say you cut, two scenarios like this, you cut an onion with a fleishig knife, and now you ate the onion. Do you have to wait 6 hours? So the Prima Gadim says his case is where you ate meat and now you cut an onion with a milchig knife. So he says, Teich she shayis, you cannot eat the onion. The question is, would it also make you fleishigs? So Rabbi Kiva Eger is Mekel, he talks about a case where you cooked in a pot onions, and he says that you do not have to wait 6 hours. The Yad Yehuda also is Mekel in both instances, as long as the knife was in Eina Ben Yoimai. But I saw Rav Vosner and Rabbi Yashiv both say that no matter what, we hold that you don't have to wait 6 hours, whether you're fleishig and you cut it with a milk knife, you can eat it, or if you cut an onion with a fleishig knife, you do not now have to wait 6 hours. Two more other things that come up. One more thing. Let's say you go to the coffee room in some, you know, a shul, whatever it is, and you want to make yourself a parva coffee, a black coffee, and then you see in the sugar there are, you know, clumped together pieces of sugar with there's milk in there, because obviously someone stuck in a dirty spoon and put it into the coffee. It was with milk. Are you lechatchila allowed to now go put into your coffee? So the pashtus is it's going to be bottle. The milk that is in that glob is going to be bottle, and it's not bitul lechatchila because it's not here. It's only a minik to eat it, and the Paiskim say that since it's only a minik to wait shei shoyis, so to take the sugar and put it into your coffee where it's going to be bottle, then you're allowed to do that. There's a Rebbe Kiva Eger that says something like this, because it has milk being mevatel milk in water is considered heter. It's not considered iser. Even if you take shei shoyis, then you would be allowed to you would be allowed to make a coffee from there.